How were police alerted of this event?
Primarily members of the public phoned in to report the incident as it was occurring in Turners Beach, and due to the description given of the vehicle used by the offender, the vehicle was later intercepted by police in East Devonport.
I can understand there was a report of someone with a firearm?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Okay, so acting on that, you've taken it to an address at East Devonport, and you've conducted a search, and you've found all sorts of stuff, apparently.
The vehicle was intercepted on the Bass Highway in East Devonport, and we've then searched an address in Devonport itself, not over in East Devonport.
Okay, and so what did you find?
Located in there was a quantity of crystal methamphetamine, commonly referred to as ice, an amount of cash and also other drug-related items.
Okay, and some firearms, I believe, as well?
Yes, the firearm we will allege has been used in the incident at Turners Beach was recovered a short distance from the house.
Was the gun registered or anything like that, do we know?
We don't know at this stage. The serial number has been ground off the firearm, and forensics tests will be conducted to try and get the firearm, identify the firearm.
Now, I understand the amount of ice that was discovered is 22 grams. Will you be alleging that's a trafficable amount?
It's not a trafficable amount under the legislation, but we are alleging that the person in possession of those drugs were intending to sell it and had been selling it.
Okay, now I understand the shotgun incident at Turners Beach, the people involved in that know each other, so there's no potential risk to the public at this stage?
No, it definitely wasn't a random attack. It was targeted in nature. It was a dispute between the parties involved. So the public can rest assured that there's no ongoing threat or danger to anyone out there from this matter.
Now, there's been a few arrests recently in Devonport and surrounding areas with methamphetamine, ice offences, and there's been links to outlaw motorcycle gangs. Is there any suggestion that this may be linked to that at this stage?
No, there's no suggestion whatsoever in relation to that.
Okay. Now, you're still looking for witnesses to piece together the full picture, so if people know anything, how's the best way to get hold of you?
They can contact us on Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or direct to the Devonport CIB office on 6478 4036.
Okay, and then we must re-emphasise, Robert, that there's no risk to the public at all in this event. So five people have been charged. They'll be going to court soon, or are they appearing in court anytime soon?
Yeah, one of the individuals is to be proceeded against by summons. Two were charged and bailed last night by police, and the other two are appearing in court, I believe, at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Devonport Magistrates Courts.
Okay, well, thanks for filling us in on that, Richard. I mean, when you first hear of these things, shotgun incident at Turners Beach, you sort of think, oh, this is a bit disturbing. But as you say, the parties were known to each other, and it's no risk to the public, which is the main thing, the main message you want to get out of this, of course.
No, that's correct, definitely, that the public can be assured that there is no ongoing issues or concerns for them in that area.
Okay, Robert, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks very much for that.
No worries, Martin.